Matters of fact are nothing more or less than strictured fictions, so long as they are kept where we are happy they belong, at arm's length, with the skeletons in our cupboards or our graves. They need not trouble us unduly. Nights which bind us tightly in paroxysms of longing, that smother and goose the flesh to fine pinpricks of belief and doubt, faith and wisdom, remind us all is dust. Dust, all. These are the moments when we break. Having broken, we are left to wonder. I came across a man once, dressed like the risen Schubert, suddenly assuming a place with little concern in the light of a church window, in the diffracted glory of an imagined redemption. They were tuning the organ, and it struck a chord with him and within him, so that he raised his arms and began to conduct some piece or ritual to which the onlooker was witness, but not party. People soon complained, and he was ushered away. The tuning continued until the organ was deemed sound, since it had to be accepted, given its age and the many retunings it had undergone, that the tone of the instrument would never again be quite as pure as it had been in the beginning.